This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
I'm going back over the mountains, through the fields of golden grain. Every scene that I pass brings me near at last to the girl who'll change her name. My dear old home, I know I'll soon be ending, for this train is going a mile a minute. Boy, what a treat, everybody will be there to greet the Rocky Mountain Express.
I'm bound for my land, my happy skyland, and you can bet I'm gonna choo-choo back. The folks will meet me, how they will greet me, hey there, clear that track.
I'm going back over the mountains, through the fields of golden grain. Every scene that I pass brings me near at last to the girl who'll change her name. My dear old home, I know I'll soon be headed for this train. It's gone a mile a minute. Boy, what a treat, everybody will be there to greet the Rocky Mountain Express. My dear old home, I know I'll soon be headed for this train. It's gone a mile a minute. Everybody will be there to greet the Rocky Mountain Express.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Rocky Mountain Express. The next song we've lined up for you is Coyotes. It's sung by Don Edwards, and the song was named by the Western Writers of America as one of America's top 100 Western songs. Now, I don't know what criteria they used or if their list follows any kind of order, but I would take issue with some of their choices. But this one is certainly a great song, and Don does a fine job with it. Here's Don Edwards with Coyotes.
Was a cowboy I knew in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun. Part history, part sage, part Mexican. He was there when Pancho Villa was young. And he'd tell you a tale of the old days, when the country was wild all around. Sit out under the stars of the Milky Way and listen while the coyotes howl. And they go, woo-yip, woo-yip, woo. Hoodaloo-yip, woo-hoo-hoo. Woo-yip, woo-yip, woo. Hoodaloo-yip, woo-hoo. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone, and the outlaws are gone. Geronimo's gone, and Sam Bass is gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. Well, he cursed all the roads and the old men, and he cursed the automobile. Said, this is no place for an hombre like I am, in this new world of asphalt and steel. Then he'd look off someplace in the distance at something only he could see. He'd say, all that's left now of the old days, damned old coyotes and me. And they go, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, 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 yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, ooh. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone, the outlaws are gone. Now Quantro's gone, Stanwante's gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. One morning they searched his adobe. He disappeared without even a word. But that night as the moon crossed the mountain, one more coyote was heard. And he'd go, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh.
Don Edwards with Coyotes. Let's go back a few years now and listen to the Ranch Boys with an early recording of Call of the Canyon.
Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight, up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more, standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight, up and down the river shore. It's the call of a canyon. maybe I will find you once more.
Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die, will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
The Farr Brothers, Hugh on fiddle and Carl on guitar with the Cajon Stomp. I need a memory refresher here. I'm not sure I'll get this story straight, but I'll give it a shot. I believe they wrote that based on an experience they had driving through the mountains in California when they came to the top of the ridge and started downhill. They had a problem with their brakes. And so you'll hear that reflected in the song as it starts off very slowly and then speeds up. Fortunately, they arrived at the bottom safe and sound. You know, the Farr Brothers made a number of recordings with Gene Autry. I thought they only made a couple, but then I started looking and I found a number of recordings that they made with Gene Autry. We know they appeared with the Sons of the Pioneers in several of Gene's movies, but they also worked with him in the recording studio. We're going to play the complete list of those songs for you today. This is a special segment featuring Gene Autry accompanied by the Farr Brothers, and starting with one titled, As Long As I've Got My Horse.
There ain't no lady gonna break my heart as long as I've got my horse. No bounce can take the place of champ. A man's best friend is his horse. He never hollers for $10,000 and doesn't cause me remorse. There ain't no lady gonna break my heart as long as I've got my horse. There ain't no woman gonna worry me as long as I've got my horse. No chance of falling romance. A man's best friend is his horse. He never wants money for things that look funny and doesn't cause me remorse. There ain't no woman gonna worry me as long as I've got my horse. There ain't no depot in my hometown, 'cause the woodpeckers peck the darn thing down. There ain't no woman gonna break my heart as long as I've got my horse. I hope she's listening as long as I've got my horse. The
dude ranch cowhands don't do no work at all, because they have no dogies to round up in the fall. Each ringling cowhand is acting as a guide. He's rounding up the moonbeams for the lady by his side. The dude ranch cowhands are paler than the moon. They're always up till midnight and always sleep till noon. The ringling cowhands demand the choicest roast. They once eat beans and bacon, but now it's quail on toast. Yippee-ki-yay, ki-yo. They're riding bucking broncos on the radio. The dude ranch cowhands just work beneath the stars. Instead of branding cattle, they're strumming on guitars. The wrangling cowhands have learned to harmonize with Kitty from the city while she gets her exercise. The dude ranch cowhands play tennis, golf, and bridge. Instead of chasing rustlers out across the ridge, those wrangling cowhands that never had a care get wilder than a bronco if you even lust their hair. Yippee-ki-yay, ki-yo. They're riding bucking broncos on the radio. Cowhands can tell a dandy yarn, but when it comes to shooting, they couldn't hit a barn. Each ringling cowhand thinks he's a riding fool, but he learned his fancy riding in a correspondence school. The dude range cowhands are burning up the plains. They're bouncing in their saddles and oh, the aches and pains. Those dude range cowhands know every prairie call, but they'll go back to Brooklyn when the work's all done this fall. Yippee-ki-yay, ki-yo. They're riding bucking broncos on the radio.
The Dude Ranch Cowhands, that's one from a movie they did with Gene. And As Long As I've Got My Horse, that's a really rare one. Now here's The Old Trail, and we'll follow it with Ride, Tenderfoot, Ride.
There's an old trail winding o'er the prairie to that old girl of mine. Deep in my heart there's a yearning, 'cause an old spark of love is still burning. I'm anxious to see if she still cares for me, So I'll ride when the stars begin to shine down the old trail, winding o'er the prairie to that old girl of mine.
Cowboy, then you gotta ride, tenderfoot ride. You gotta hit the trail in Oklahoma when the moon is pale, and get to Texas with the morning mail, oh, you can be a cowboy. You gotta rope and throw, you gotta get your share of buffalo, and when the money at the rodeo, oh, you can be a cowboy. Dee-o-da-dee-o, dee-o-da-dee-o. You gotta tend your cattle the best you can, drink sarsaparilla like a man, and ride, tenderfoot ride tonight. See the old range riders there at your side tonight. They're fast company, so if you want to be a cowboy, then you gotta ride, tenderfoot ride. You gotta hit the trail in Oklahoma when the moon is pale, and get to Texas with the morning mail, oh, you can be a cowboy. You gotta rope and throw, you gotta get your share of buffalo, and win the money at the rodeo, oh, you can be a cowboy. Dee-o-da-dee, dee-o-da-dee, dee-o-da-dee. You gotta tend your cattle the best you can, and get that pale face nice and tan, and ride, tenderfoot ride tonight. See the old range riders there at your side tonight. They're fast company, so if you want to be a cowboy, then you gotta ride Tenderfoot Ride.
Gene Autry with Ride Tenderfoot Ride, and you could really hear Hugh's fiddle and Carl's guitar on that one, couldn't you? Well, you're going to hear them both introduce this next one, too. It's called Goodbye Pinto.
Is the end of our journey. Goodbye Pinto. We'll meet in the sweet by and by. I'll be lonesome without you. Goodbye, Pinto. While you're grazing new pastures in the sky, you'll have a new range boss there. You'll be loping on a golden prairie. And oh, how I'll miss you. Goodbye, Pinto. Till we meet again to ride the range on high. You'll have a diamond-studded bridle and a silver-mounted saddle with a ruby horn. There'll be acres full of clover with water holes all over, as sure as you're born. And oh, how I'll miss you. Goodbye, Pinto. Till we meet again to ride the range on high. You'll have a new range boss there. You'll be loping on a golden prairie. And oh, how I'll miss you. Goodbye, Pinto. Till we meet again to ride the range on high. You'll have a diamond-studded bridle and a silver-mounted saddle with a ruby horn. There'll be acres full of clover with water holes all over, as sure as you're born. And oh, how I'll miss you. Goodbye, Pinto. Till we meet again to ride the range on high.
Well, now we have one that Columbia Records worked on diligently to get the audio quality fine-tuned. It's one you may have heard before. It's called I Don't Belong in Your World, and we'll follow it with another track that they worked on a lot called Panhandle Pete.
I don't belong in your world, and you don't belong in mine. We can't be happy together, for you always change with the weather. You want infatuation, and I want a love that's divine. I don't belong in your world, and you don't belong in mine.
don't belong in mine. We can't be happy together, for you always change with the weather. You want infatuation, and I want a love that's divine. I don't belong in your world, and you don't belong in mine.
You'll always find him where the cowhands meet. He always hangs around the county seat. He only lives to tell a yarn and eat Panhandle Pete. He loves to talk about the West of old. He knows the history of the brave and bold. You haven't heard it till you've heard it told by Panhandle Pete. He can tell a whopper without even trying. The only time he tells the truth is when he admits he's lying. His chin is going at an awful pace. He scares the children when they see his face. There's not an hombre who can take the place of Panhandle Pete. Slickers going strong. They ask him questions as he gropes along. He knows the answers, but they're mostly wrong. Panhandle Pete. If you should mention Einstein's theory, he knows the formula from A to Z. It sounds like murder in the first degree. Panhandle Pete. I ask him where he picked up his vocabulary. He said when he was just a kid, he swallowed a dictionary. He's got diplomas from a dozen schools. He's been a victor of a thousand duels. But folks who know him know he only fools Panhandle Pete.
Next, we have a really rare one. It's one I like quite a bit. I heard it first when I heard it in one of his movies, and I didn't realize he made a single recording of it. Unfortunately, it has not been restored as nicely as it might have been, but I guess we're lucky to have what we do have. It's called I'm Beginning to Care. Here's Gene Autry with the Farr Brothers.
I'm beginning to care for the waves in your hair, and there's something about your smile. I'm beginning to care for the clothes you wear, and your eyes have a twinkle worthwhile. I'm beginning to care for the things you do. I'm seeing the sweetness I looked for in you. I'm beginning to see you everywhere. I guess I'm beginning to care.
I should have pointed out that this particular recording was unissued officially, and that may account for some of the surface noise. And now to close this special set of music by Gene Autry, accompanied by the Farr Brothers, we have a recording they made in 1938 called If Today Were the End of the World.
If the sun should be turned into darkness and the stars from their orbits be hurled, oh, how would it fare with you, my brother, if today were the end of the world? We are told that a great day is coming when the stars like banners be furled. But would you be prepared for the judgment if today were the end of the world? If the sun should be turned into darkness and the stars from their orbits be hurled, oh, how would it fare with you, my brother, if today were the end of the world? No one knows but the Father in heaven when our Lord from the sky shall appear. But if we are prepared for his coming, we may greet him with joy and not with fear. If the sun should be turned into darkness and the stars from their orbits be hurled, oh, how would it fare with you, my brother, if today were the end of the world? This old world shall not roll on forever, nor the moon like banners unfurl. Then suppose, just suppose for a moment, that today were the end of the world. If the sun should be turned into darkness and the stars from their orbits be hurled, oh, how would it fare with you, my brother, if today were the end of the world?
Gene Autry with the Farr Brothers, If Today Were the End of the World. Well, now let's increase the tempo just a little bit and hear from four fellows who had been members of the Sons of the Pioneers before they recorded these tracks. We're going to start with Ken Carson and a song about Daniel Boone.
Boom, 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 boom. Daniel Boone was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all.
Ooh.
Daniel Boone heard the western prairie call from the mountains to the Ohio.
Boom, 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 boom.
He could swing an axe, he could guide a plow, and the wilderness was his school. And frontier hardships taught him how to face life calm and cool. In the French and Indian War he met young Colonel Washington. Though neither one was famous yet, great fame was sure to come.
Ooh.
Daniel Boone was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all.
Ooh.
Daniel Boone heard the western prairie call from
trains, the brave and hearty bands. He led them safe through mountains and plains to the promised fertile lands. When the siege on the fort was getting hot and the food was mighty low, Daniel loaded his rifle and took one shot, and they all ate buffalo.
Ooh. Daniel Boone was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all.
Ooh.
Daniel Boone heard the western prairie call from the mountains to the Ohio.
Boom, 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 boom.
When captured by the Indians, Daniel knew just what to do. His Bible had taught him courage, and his faith would pull him through.
The daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all.
Ooh.
Daniel Boone heard the western prairie call from the mountains to the Ohio.
In later years his wandering through, and Daniel had grown old, the nation paid its tribute to this hero brave and bold.
Daniel Boone was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all, was the daddy of them all.
Ooh.
Daniel Boone heard the western prairie call from the mountains to the Ohio, from the mountains to the Ohio.
Ken Carson with Daniel Boone, the daddy of them all. Now Ken Curtis sings Where the Mountains Meet the Sky.
I'm heading for the blue horizon, where the mountains meet the sky. Saddle up my faithful pinto and bid the boys goodbye. I'll say so long to Mom and Dad and tell Sister not to cry, 'cause I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. I'm gonna ride down that dusty trail to the land of sweet enchantment, where hardships don't prevail. When my roundup days are over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll be up in the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. I'm gonna ride down that dusty trail to the land of sweet enchantment, where hardships don't prevail. When my roundup days are over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll be up in the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky.
Ken Curtis, Where the Mountains Meet the Sky. Now here's Doc Denning with Stagecoach Etiquette. And we'll follow Doc with Rusty Richards singing Yellow Jacket.
Here's advice for greenhorn travelers when you ride the overland stage. Tips for eastern travelers when you're rolling through the sage. Don't fault the food at the station or bash the bed at the inn. Don't dare cuss the reinsman or he'll bounce you out of your skin. Are you gonna ride the stagecoach to Dodge or Santa Fe? Well, here's a little tip or two to help you on your way.
If you got a pint to cut the dust, you ought to pass that jug around. Smile a lot and you make friends before you're out of town. Are you gonna ride the stagecoach on down to San Antone? It might be well to keep in mind you seldom ride alone. There may be ladies present, and if there are, my friend,
don't smoke cigars, and if you chaw, never spit again the wind.
Oh, no! Are you gonna ride the stagecoach to California? Well, the road is mighty dusty, and Brigham's on the way.
Don't put that stickum on your hair, it'll be mud to the roots.
And keep your watch and rings and things hidden in your boots. Are you gonna ride the stagecoach? Do you wanna stay alive? Tip to keep you safe and well and help you to arrive.
Don't argue religion or politics, cause some won't take it kind.
And the business end of a 44 will likely change your mind. Here's advice for greenhorn travelers when you ride the Overland stage. Tips for eastern travelers when you're rolling through the sage. Don't fault the food at the station or bash the bed at the inn. Don't dare cuss the reinsman or he'll bounce you out of your skin.
Up in central South Dakota, the north bank of the old Missou, a yellow mare got down the foal in the manner that most mares do. It wasn't long before her foal could stand a little luck. By sunrise he could gallop, and by sundown he could buck, and they called him Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket. The next few years were mighty good out there on the Sutton Ranch. He grazed on the sweet Dakota grass, and he drank from the river's branch. While they gathered him in to the main corrals with the rest of the herd that spring, and though they broke into the saddle, he was mighty hard to straddle, and swim to the rough stock spring. Went Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket. Jim thought for the saddle brown he might be a little bit light, but he knew all along he was quick and strong. For the bears he was just about right. While he jerked the rigging from many a hand and many a top hand too, and pound for pound he jerked them around so they'd never forget when they drew.
Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket.
I'm not gonna say that there weren't some that the old horse didn't repel, but in order to get to the pay window they passed through the gates of hell. He was picked for the national finals for the rest of his life, I'm told. And the team of Corco and Sutton spelled South Dakota gold.
Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket, Yellow Jacket.
At age 32 they retired him, still bucking in mighty fine form. And all who knew him admired him, for there never was a tougher horse born. He's gone now to a better place, there's no song left to sing. But the empty stands and some old tough hands will never forget the sting of Yellow Jacket, 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 Yellow Jacket.
Rusty Richards with his own composition titled Yellow Jacket. Well, we've played some rare recordings today, some unusual songs, and we've got another one for you right now. Back in the 1950s, the Sons of the Pioneers were having trouble finding a market for their recordings because rock and roll was coming along and a lot was going on in the world of music, and they had a tough time selling cowboy songs to the public. The B-Western movies were gone by the mid-50s, and there just wasn't the market there had been for those songs. So somebody at RCA Victor, I guess, decided they would try to market a pop sound for the Sons of the Pioneers. So they had Tim Spencer compose one called Timmy's Tune. Now, most folks have never heard it, so we thought maybe you'd like to. Here are the Sons of the Pioneers singing Timmy's Tune.
I overheard two little birds singing a love song
without words. They were humming, humming Timmy's tune. Then Mr. Mockingbird got wise, and to the hummingbird's surprise, he started whistling, whistling Timmy's tune. Then Mr. Redbreasted Robin got his pitch pipe to throbbing as he went bebop-bopping along. And all the doves went to cooing and the owls went to hooting.
Ain't this a bird of a song?
Now Mother Nature's serenade is on the lovebird's hip parade.
And they called it Timmy's, call it Timmy's tune.
Throbbing as he went bebop-bopping along.
Then all the doves went to cooing and the owls went to hooting. Ain't this a bird of a song? Now Mother Nature's serenade is on the lovebird's hit parade. And they call it Timmy's, call it Timmy's.
Timmy's tune. Unfortunately, not one that sold a million for the Pioneers, but here's one Roy Rogers used as the theme for one of his movies, On the Old Spanish Trail.
No silver spurs tinkled like hers and mine. It was music divine, but now it's gone. Pardon me if I sigh. Let me tell you a tale of the old Spanish trail. She and I used to ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Desert stars high above seemed to say fall in love. So we talked of a June honeymoon on the old Spanish trail. One night was passing the cantina. That night she was in somebody else's arms. Have I seen her since then? Only now and again. When together they ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Have I seen her since then? Only now and again. When together they ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Pardon me if I sigh. I
Roy Rogers on the Old Spanish Trail, and that band was conducted by Spade Cooley. The steel guitarist was Noel Boggs, and Billy Hill and Harry Sims played fiddles on that recording. Speaking of Harry Sims, you remember him. He was a fiddler with Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. And speaking of Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, we're going to close today's show with one of their fine recordings. When it's twilight time in Texas.
When it's twilight time in Texas, and the sun is sinking low, and I'm heading across the prairie to the sweetest gal I know. She has eyes as big as Texas, and they set my heart aglow. When it's twilight time in Texas, time to say I love you so. Time in Texas, and the stars are up above. There's sweet music over Texas. Every cowboy sings of love, and it's then I'm glad that Texas has a heart so big and blue. When it's twilight time in Texas, darling, say you love me too.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.